This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
From Matthew 8, when evening came, many who were demon-possessed were brought to him, and he drove out the spirits with a word and healed all the sick. In AD 410, barbarian tribes poured into Rome, ravaging and pillaging the proud city. In response to critics who said the rise of Christianity had weakened Rome, Augustine, bishop of the city of Hippo in North Africa, wrote The City of God. In that lengthy book, which became a major influence in Western civilization, Augustine brought assurance to those who had been violated and explained how Christ brings hope to the world. In his writing, Augustine aimed to bring the healing power of Christ and his good news to people's traumatized hearts and lives. The Lord Jesus himself was a man of suffering and familiar with pain. From the time of his boyhood in Bethlehem, where he barely escaped a massacre, to his death on the cross, he was the target of violence and hatred. But he moved with love among the people of Israel, healing miraculously with a touch or a word. Over the door of a great hospital in New York City is an inscription, "Of the Most High cometh healing." Whatever haunts your heart and threatens to leave your life a ruin, look to Jesus for healing. Remember, he took up our pain and bore our suffering.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.